Station, WSAU.
Now, the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News with Meg Ellefson. News with Chris Conley. Sports with Tom King. And the News 9 forecast with Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, and in Wausau at 95.1, WSAU.
So I talked with Senator Ron Johnson last week on feedback, and we recapped the panel discussion that he held with doctors and medical researchers who have treated COVID poison shot injuries and are researching the safety and efficacy of COVID, as they like to call them, vaccines. And there are many, many people who have experienced adverse events, many of whom have been injured, permanently injured by these shots. And he invited some of those people, some of those who have been injured permanently, to this discussion last week in Washington. In addition, Senator Ron Johnson invited CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Labor, HHS Secretary, Fraud Fauci was invited, NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins, and then the four major big pharma CEOs, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, and BioNTech. And naturally, none of them showed up, because why would they have the guts to look these victims in the eyes? Of course they wouldn't, including this poor little 12-year-old girl, Maddie Daguerre, who is now confined to a wheelchair. And prior to receiving the shot, she was a healthy, vibrant, straight-A student, and now she cannot hold her head up because her neck does not have the strength to hold it up anymore. She'll always be in a wheelchair, and she has a feeding tube. And this is how our government ignores these people, by not even showing up to these important discussions that Senator Ron Johnson organized. So I'm going to play a clip of a physician, an orthopedic surgeon from Mequon. His name is Dr. Joel Walskog, and he was diagnosed with transverse myelitis, which is a condition of the spine, following his receipt of the Moderna poison shot. Here he is describing his experience and now what he is facing as a result of the poisonous shot.
I'm an orthopedic surgeon from Mequon, Wisconsin. After high school, I spent almost 14 years in education and training. I developed a large orthopedic practice focusing primarily on joint replacement. I average over 5,000 patient visits per year and perform well over 800 surgical procedures per year. While my personal core identity focuses on my family, I love my job as an orthopedic surgeon. My patients and co-workers will undoubtedly say that I have a passion for my job. On December 30th of 2020, I received the first Moderna COVID vaccine without incident initially. Approximately 1 week later, I recognized that my feet were numb, a sensation of pins and needles. I also began having powerful electrical shock sensations down my entire spine, radiating to my feet. Within days, I obtained an MRI of my cervical spine. It revealed no acute changes to account for my numbness. Move forward 3 or 4 days, I was sitting in a clinic room at work talking with a patient. I attempted just simply to stand from a sitting position. I couldn't stand. I pushed myself up with my arms, then quickly fell backwards. Later that day, I had MRIs of my thoracic and lumbar spine. I soon saw a neurologist, actually 2 to 3 days later, who diagnosed me with transverse myelitis, a rare condition that involves a demyelinated lesion of my thoracic spinal cord. While my neurologist recommended I take 2 or 3 months off of work, I agreed to take 2 weeks. After I returned, I operated on two consecutive days, although I intended shortened schedule. After the second day, I felt horrible. I was numb from my umbilicus to my feet, barely walk, and I have been off work since. I'm just not safe to work as an orthopedic surgeon. After my diagnosis, I brought up the question of whether my condition could be related to the Moderna COVID vaccine that I received. I asked my employer to report it to theirs. I was aware that the UK AstraZeneca COVID vaccine trial was delayed twice because of three cases of transverse myelitis. Assuming the FDA and the CDC would be alarmed at my diagnosis, I expected to be contacted soon after my VAERS submission. No phone call, no contact. In fact, weeks passed. I then contacted the CDC myself. They acknowledged my VAERS submission, but stated my reaction was categorized as not serious, as I had not been hospitalized and I hadn't died. I have never heard from the CDC again. No contact with NIH, no contact from the FDA. I notified Moderna directly numerous times and asked that I be contacted. No one from Moderna ever contacted me. One word describes how I felt in the first few months after my diagnosis: abandoned. My life has dramatically changed after this adverse reaction. My career of 19 years, that I took almost 14 years to train for, is likely over. While my electrical sensations have decreased, my numbness, weakness, and poor balance are unchanged as compared to January of 2021. I compare myself now to a car. I begin each day with a quarter tank of gas. When my fuel tank is empty, I'm done for the day. If I overdo it, like today, I plan on spending the next day or two on the couch. Let me be clear. I am pro-vaccine. I got one Moderna COVID vaccine. Let me be clear. I had a real adverse event. I urge the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, and all other involved governmental agencies to listen. Injured. They're... Adverse events are real. I urge everyone to become open and transparent with COVID vaccine data. The VAERS system is grossly inadequate. I am bewildered how we as a country seem to be dependent on foreign data. I urge additional monies be allocated to studying the etiologies and treatment of these adverse events. I also urge Congress to enact legislation to allow for financial remedy under the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program for those injured by the COVID-19 vaccinations. Thank you.
So, what's your reaction to that, Chris?
Well, I mean, look, first of all, I salute him because he knows he's not safe to operate on people. But can you imagine how much time you have to put into yourself, your training, your education, your experience to become a surgeon, someone who operates on other people? And in just the blink of an eye, it's all thrown away because of the shot that he got.
And who's accountable? Who's held accountable for it? Certainly not our federal government. Big Pharma, the company that created and essentially forced these millions of Americans to take it, Moderna, they're not responsible for it. The healthcare provider that injected him with it, they're not responsible for it. His employer isn't responsible for it. So now, after 14 years in education and training in his field of specialty as an orthopedic surgeon and 19 years in his career, it's all over.
Oh, no,
he's
on his own. And as we continue to have these debates over vaccine mandates, again, if you missed the news over the weekend, Biden's vaccine mandate is now on hold. A court issued a stay. But if you are forced to take the shot, and I'm afraid that I'm going to have to, that there's going to be enough weight on my shoulders that I'm going to have to bend the knee and take this thing that I don't want. And if something goes sideways, if something goes bad, you're on your own.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting how physicians are required to take out huge insurance policies to protect themselves from any kind of malpractice, but yet Big Pharma isn't required to have any kind of insurance policy so that people, you know, so that they aren't taken out of business because people are injured by what they are churning out, what they are pushing on the American people. And, you know, the other part that's horrifying in all of this is that I played today two different accounts of adults that have received this experimental or poisonous shot. This physician from Mequon, and then in an earlier segment, a woman named Brianna Dreesen, who actually was part of a clinical trial. And this is what adults have experienced as a result of this poisonous shot. Imagine now how many children are going to have life-altering conditions as a result of having experienced the shot. And, you know, if you go out on this VAERS database, and, you know, I say you go instead go to openvaers.com, which takes the data from the VAERS, the government database, and puts it in a much more user-friendly format, it's up to 850,000 1,000 accounts of people that have had adverse effects. And by a government study, their own estimation is that the CDC website has only 1% of those who have been injured or those who have had an adverse event as a result of having this poisonous shot. So take 1%. So multiply 850,000 by 100 and you get 85 million people, potentially 85 million Americans have had some sort of adverse event from getting this poisonous shot. Isn't that enough to cause people to question why it is that they are forcing this on the American people? It's time to stand up. It's time to push back. And it's time to say no to our government. It's time to say no to your employers. Unless they are willing to take on the risks that are involved in forcing you to take the shot. It's 7:23. We'll be right back after this on WSAU.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.